This episode of Bear Podcast is brought to you by Drench Fur. For more information, go to drenchfur.com.
Bear Podcast, 356.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both tasty white. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think he got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 356. And
yay!
Yeah, we can see each other here. Our cameras are
y'all
on.
Yes, we got this whole video set up going on now. And boy, is it a bunch of pain in the butt.
Well, we got comments about videos later, right?
Yes. We'll talk about some more videos up here a little bit.
Yep, that's right. So just an announcement. Actually, let's do the quick announcement right now. Okay, so we are raffling off one registration for Drenched Fur. And thanks to the committee of Drenched Fur.
Yay, Gary.
Just send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Drenched Fur so you can get the a chance to win the prize. And the prize is a registration, which includes the basics and the Splash Lagoon. It's the entry to the water park. So, deadline for the submissions are it's on February 28th. So, get your entries.
Yep. And this submission does not include transportation to and from the event.
Mm-hmm. And hotel.
Or hotel stay. Or food while you're there. Well, I think food's included in some of the package. So, they have like different little packages.
That's
there,
right.
So,
Yeah, we got
so,
people.
Don't be calling us and say, well, Ray and Maynard are never going to pay for this because we ain't.
No. Just the registration. So.
And then your email to raffle@bearpodcast, leave us your phone number so we can get in contact with you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the announcement on the Drenched Fur. So thank you, Gary, for helping us out for the registration. Okay, so let's move on. We have some weekend updates. And Ray, what do you have? What did you do this weekend?
Well, you start first.
Oh, because yours is more X-rated. Anyway, okay, so this weekend... it's X-rated. We froze this weekend because here in Houston it reached about how long? How much? About 25 degrees, 27 degrees. It actually it didn't snow.
It snowed in some parts.
Yeah, it did in some parts, but
it hit further south than it did north, which was kind of odd. Mm-hmm. It was like most of the hard. Bad stuff was all south of Houston towards the coast. Mm-hmm. And like over here, all we got was some frozen over overpasses and bridges and stuff.
Yeah.
And a bunch of idiots on the road.
Yeah. I mean, my mistake was I parked outside. I didn't park inside the garage. And the next morning, my car was frozen. It took
the Nardmobile was frozen over.
That's right. And
you don't have like a de-icing the Nardmobile button like the Batmobile does?
No. I have no such thing.
If you ever watch Batman, he flips a little plaque and it says de-icer and he hits the button and the Batmobile's de-icing.
Well, mine is a slower de-icing. Just turn on the engine and put it in the heat and wait. I couldn't even scrape off the ice. So it really sucked. And yeah, I should have parked inside, but yeah, that's my problem. Didn't you get iced in your car?
Nope. I parked in the carport.
Oh, okay.
So we have covered parking here, so it's all good.
Yep, that's right. And that's pretty much it. We just stayed home. I didn't even get to go out on Friday because, you know, it's really cold. It's really cold.
It was very cold, so yeah. I had to go to work.
Not like our friends from the north, from Canada,
or whatever.
No,
that's not like nothing. No, we got nothing on the north, and y'all can keep all that crap up there, too. And we're supposed to be getting more of it this week, so that's going to be the hard thing is getting more of that crazy mess this week. We'll see what it does.
Yeah, that's right.
So, mm-hmm. Hopefully all the idiots wrecked this week, so they'll be off the road next week. But or they wrecked last week, and hopefully they won't be on the road this week.
But you know, here in Houston, it's coming Wednesday. It's going to freeze over again.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I hope all the idiots that were driving had their wrecks last week, so they won't be on the road this week.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so that's pretty much it. And, of course, the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl,
and congratulations to the Packers.
Yay, Fudge Packers.
The Fudge Packers won. Yay, Fudge Packers. No, the problem with us watching it, what's funny is we didn't watch it.
We played
Canasta.
Commercials come on and we watch commercials.
Yeah. And I found the Doritos one pretty funny. And there was some. That's when I run to the TV. Oh, commercials. But I did watch some of the games, so that's fine. And it's good. It's funny to watch it in two TVs because the other TV is delayed than the other, and we were on the delayed TV.
Like a 4-second delay or something.
Yeah, so when they scream on one side, and then we would say, yeah! 4 seconds later, then we would scream when somebody gets a touchdown. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. And we got to play Canasta. Have I played Canasta with you before? That was the first time.
And Maynard can't hide his cards. He's got to show. He'll have his hand of cards, and he'll be laughing him here and here.
No, you were looking. Just, I would fold them, and
you got your cards like this, and then you start talking to somebody over here, and you're doing this, or you're watching TV, and you're doing this. And letting Julio see what you got. And then you're over here doing this, and everybody over here can see your cards.
But then later on, I fold him up, so whatever. But I did win the last game.
Did you notice when I wasn't playing mine, I got where I was laying him down so nobody could see him?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But later on, when I know what I have.
Know when to hold him. Know when to fold him.
This is not poker, right?
Know when to walk away. Know when to run.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Have you got to count your money?
Who sang that? Kenny Rogers?
Yes.
Kenny Rogers, the original one. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, Kenny Rogers sang that. So, mm-hmm. So what'd you think about that show afterward?
Oh, we watched Glee. Yeah, Glee! We watched Glee! It was good. It's a good episode. Of course, it's kind of funny having the girls play football. I don't think
all that big wrestler chick, she was ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, her and Mercedes just didn't take it all over.
Yeah. I would imagine she would have done something.
Mm-hmm. In large and in charge. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody was waiting for, what's his name?
Karofsky.
Karofsky for getting busted for being gay.
I know. I was waiting for him to come out or something. There's got to be one time that he's gonna go naked or something. I mean.
I think it's going to be some big hate crime thing. Something really harsh that goes on and he either kills himself. Or some, it's going to be some big episode thing. Or Sue shoots him out of a cannon or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Oh, Sue shoots him out of the cannon.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I sure hope not. I hope it's just going to be a simple turnover or something. Or, like,
he'll
you know.
Turn over for.
Who would it? I like him. I like
Kurt.
I like Karofsky.
I want to be a tight end receiver.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about. Should we go on with our other update that you got, or should we do that later after the comments?
Oh, we can go into it. That can be one of our last topics. We'll talk about XTube in the last topic. So.
Okay, all right, let's do that. Mm-hmm, XTube. Okay. All right, so we did the announcements. Okay, let's go for our topics right now.
Our topics this week. Well, folks, the Oscars is coming up at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. It's the big one. Big 83-year-old Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So last week, they announced the top 10 pictures of the year. They are Black Swan, which I haven't seen yet.
Nope.
Fighter, which I haven't seen yet.
No, Inception. I haven't either.
Inception I saw, which I thought was incredible.
I saw that.
The King's Speech I haven't seen yet.
I saw that.
Social Network's out on DVD, so I've got to try to get it.
I saw that.
The okay. Kid's All Right. I hadn't seen that one.
I haven't
127
seen that.
Hours. I don't even know what that's about.
I don't know what that is.
Toy Story 3. Didn't see that one. Winter's Bone. Have no idea what the hell that is. And then True Grit, which just came out like, what, 2 months ago? Yeah. I didn't think it was that long ago.
You know, True Grit, it's a remake, right? I know that's a remake.
I want to say John Wayne was in the first
one. I think it's John Wayne. Yeah, a couple of my friends would tell me about it, and they said it's really good, and I haven't seen it yet. So out of those 10, I only got to see 3. No, that's okay. Mm-hmm. So how about the actors?
Well, best performance by an actor in a leading role. The nominees are Colin Firth for The King's Speech. James Franco for 127. Actually, that's what I did on 127 Hours. It's all about being stupid and get your chew your arm off. Javier Bardem. So how you say his name?
Bardem.
Yep. Jeff Bridges for True Grit. I don't know if Jeff Bridges will get it again since he got it last year or the year before last. Jesse Eisenberg for The Social Network.
Jesse Eisenberg played Mark Zuckerberg, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was why? I mean, why? I would say Colin Firth. Colin Firth really did a great job in The King's Speech. So he's really good in acting. It's hard. It's really hard to pretend that you have a speech impediment, and he's supposed to be stuttering and stammering and everything, and that's how the story revolved around about his stammering.
Well, he played King George, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the King Georges, okay.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny seeing Elizabeth there, Queen Elizabeth, running around. Oh, it's Elizabeth playing around. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's right. That was her father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's right, because as soon as she was 18, they abdicated the throne and throwed it on her. So.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Are we going to have a party or something? Or are we going to have predictions?
When is the 27th? Is that? That's a Sunday. We should do an Oscar party, I guess.
Oh, Oscar party.
An Oscar party. You know, dressed up in our best evening gowns, gold lamé everywhere.
Gold lamé. Yeah. We can do that. We can probably wear something fancy like that. Okay, how about going on? Let's move on to our Super Bowl ads.
Super Bowl ads. Mm-hmm. What were your favorite ones? All right, there was one that I hadn't had a chance to go look at it, but they were talking about it. They've been talking about it on the internet and stuff. Today was the M&M commercials for tea. Mm-hmm. He did some tea commercial or something. I don't remember seeing it unless it came on like right at the first before I got over there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, but everybody was talking about that. So I haven't seen that one. So I got to go back and look at that one online. I saw it today at lunch when I was looking, but I didn't get a chance to watch it. But here are my top 6 ads that I liked, and you can stick some in there. I know you were talking about some of the Doritos commercials.
I like the Doritos one. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. My number 6 is the Volkswagen Beetle ad with the little beetle flying through everything, through the forest and the ants and the other bug. It was very cute. I thought that was very cute. Mm-hmm. Apparently they're redoing the bug and it's going to be faster or something.
Okay.
So. Number 5 was Pepsi Max Love Hurts, with the guy and the black guy and his black girlfriend are out doing stuff, and he's checking out some white chick there, and she throws the Pepsi can at him, and he ducks and hits the white chick on the head and knocks her out. And the girl says, they jump up and run off, and the girl's friend's like, I'm so sorry. The Ozzy and Justin Bieber Best Buy commercial was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good too, Justin Bieber. Yeah,
I got a little Bieber fever and got a little Woody there.
Really? Justin Bieber? Oh my God. I find it creepy. I find him a little creepy for a kid.
So.
And Ozzy. Ozzy is creepy too.
Ozzy and Sharon was there. And they had a bunch of other people that were stuck in that video too that you didn't see, but they kind of walked through and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 was any of the Snickers Super Bowls commercials. So
is that I think one of them is with Roseanne Barr, right?
Yes, that was the one.
That was really
it. Funny. Had Roseanne Barr, and they're out in some logging thing, and all of a sudden the log swings by and takes her out.
Yeah.
And then Richard, what's the guy's name? Richard, the comedian.
Oh, Richard.
But anyway, he had the chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I thought those were pretty good. When Roseanne got taken out, I laughed my ass off. So it was pretty fun. So, and then of course, the number one commercial for me,
the Force. Oh yeah, I love that.
Oh, commercial. That was just funny.
Oh my God.
The little kid there.
The little kid with the helmet and everything.
And he's trying to make the dog do stuff, and then he walks out there and he points his hand at the car, and his dad's saying, "If you didn't see it, go look it up." but the dad standing inside and hits the remote control start for the car, and it freaks the little kid out.
That was pretty cool.
Because he's pointing at the car, and all of a sudden the car cranks up.
You know what? Those cars are kind of dangerous, don't you? They just start up, though. They don't move forward, don't they? I don't think so.
Like mine got a remote start to it.
You have a remote start in your car? Wow.
Yeah,
did you ever
use it?
I
start getting dressed in the morning, and I open my front door and stick my arm out and go beep, beep. And then all of a sudden you hear, and then I come in and finish getting dressed. And by the time getting dressed and getting ready to go and locking Buddy up, by the time I get to my car, it's all nice and toasty.
I'm always afraid of that. You know, somebody might just, I don't know. What can they, so it starts.
It starts, but it won't go on. Everything's dead except for the motor. And until you put the key ignition, nothing works.
Okay. So just before the night before, you would set it up to heat and everything.
No, my car's got all the automatic crap on it, so it does it all.
Oh, God, you and your guys. See, that's your geekery. That's your geek part, right?
So, it's got auto select, so it detects what if it's cold or hot. Mm-hmm. The only thing I wish it would do is cut the seat heaters on for you, but it doesn't do that.
Oh, you're asking too much if you do that.
Well, I'm sure there's a luxury car that does all that for you, but apparently my Saturn View, that's now a classic, does not do that.
Oh, that's right. They don't make Saturns anymore, right?
Nope.
Not anymore. Wow, your car is it's indeed a classic. Mike's car is
it's like a Studebaker.
It's a Saturn also, and he's having trouble having it fixed because it's hard. There are no more Saturns.
Well, there are no more Saturns, but certain GM dealerships are licensed to do work on them.
So yeah, he would go to a Chevy one. So
yeah, so there's two here in Houston, I think. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my funny Super Bowl ads. So
I like that one, and the one I like really the. You weren't there, but I was mimicking the guy. I went around. We had Doritos in the party, so I was walking around with the Doritos and talking to the dog. Yeah,
little dog that jumped through the door.
Yes,
see that? Where he's picking at the dog, trying to get the dog to hit the glass.
Yeah,
the girlfriend's like, "Don't hit my dog! Don't hit my dog!" I left out number four. The Bud Light commercials, they were hilarious.
Oh, yeah,
the
laptop,
mm-hmm. And the product placement, and then Wild Wild West. Oh, those three were hilarious.
Oh, there was the bear one. What is that? They were in the border?
That was the McDonald's one. When the bears come out and they run the kids out of the car, and then they shake the car around and get the french fries out.
Oh, okay. No, there's another one. There are two soldiers, and they're passed around beers, and they were at the border, I think.
Oh, that was Coke.
Oh, that was Coke. You're right. Okay, so that was really, they're pretty cute bears themselves. So I like that one.
I thought the product placement Bud Light one. It was like this whole Elizabethan movie Shakespeare thing, and all of a sudden they're doing all this stuff, and here's all this Bud Light crap everywhere. There's a stained glass Bud Light window that somebody comes breaking through. There's the knight made out of Bud Light cans, and then the Bud Light truck comes through and takes out somebody. It was hilarious.
They always make the good ones, usually Bud Light.
That's all I got about Super Bowl's ad. You know, okay. That's the whole reason I like Super Bowl and, you know, watch the ads because they get some pretty funny ones. As much as they're paying for those, they better be top notch.
It's got to be. Okay, so let's move on. How about, what is this? Oh, crap. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
That's right. It's next week.
Yeah, next week is Valentine's Day.
That's right. What are you going to do, Maynard?
I don't know because I plan to come to New Orleans, but I don't know if I can make it this weekend. It's coming this coming weekend, yeah. Because I have to. It's on a Monday. Valentine's Day is on a Monday.
But you know, everybody's gonna be celebrating on the weekend.
Yeah, I'll probably do it on the 12th or the 13th. I don't know, but I'm hoping my partner would come over. it's always nice if he would come over. But how about you? Do you have any plans?
I do.
You do?
Ah. But I can't talk about them on the air because somebody might hear them.
Oh, okay.
Because the show will be out before Valentine's Day.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
So, but I got some stuff in works. So,
okay.
It's going to be a lot of home stuff, let's say that.
Yeah. Okay, let me ask you. Do you actually want to do it on Valentine's Day itself? Or?
Well, I'd like to, but if you try to do anything on Valentine's Day, all the restaurants are already pre-booked like weeks in advance. So unless you get lucky and you can find a restaurant, everything else, you know, is all messed up. So I think most people start, but most restaurants start doing Valentine's Day bookings 4 days before Valentine's, because most of the nicer restaurants in Houston get that booked up.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people have to celebrate it on different days because of work schedules, getting a restaurant booked and all that stuff. So,
but you know, it's kind of corny to actually do it on Valentine's Day. So unless
Valentine's Day is an odd day, and
yeah,
I've always celebrated on Valentine's Day. I think this might be one of the few times I'm not celebrating on Valentine's Day. We're celebrating Saturday.
Okay, so that's for people with boyfriends and partner already. So what about the single ones? I've heard of these guys here in Houston who would do a singles Valentine's horror party. They have a party on Valentine's Day for those who are single, and they would watch a horror film. So it's kind of out of whack.
My Bloody Valentine.
Yeah, my Bloody Valentine. Bloody Valentine. Yeah. Yeah, listeners, if you guys are doing something like that, let me know. Tell us what happens, what you guys watch. So that'd be nice to hear. So yeah, there are people who celebrate Valentine's Day with horror films. There are people who don't want to do the traditional parties of Valentine's dates. That's what I meant. Not parties, but date. You know, dating on a Valentine's Day. Kind of horny for some people.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Actually, it's Woof, what a cub this week.
Okay, it's a cub.
Woof, what a bear this week is Shane, our chef cub from Scruff. Shane is 22 years old, stands 5'11", and weighs 160 pounds, and is from Emerald Isle, North Carolina. He's a chef and a welder and a bear chaser.
Ooh. So
he's pretty versatile there. He can cook, he can weld, and he can chase.
he can fix your bed. He can fix your...
That's right.
If you miss
it. He can fix your sling chain.
Yeah.
He's a big fisherman and will fish anywhere and is a great outdoorsman. When he's not fishing, he's a game freak and considers himself masculine. He likes to get dirty and have some fun. Okay. He likes dark beers and drinks socially. He is into beards, bears, bellies, blue eyes, and likes to go with the flow and no dramas, liars, or fakes. He is single and, like most men, a little hard of hearing. He was born deaf but is experienced enough to speak as well as hear. His favorite thing to do when not fishing is cuddle. I hope with the bear, not the fish. That's what you're talking about there.
So okay.
You can contact Shane on Scruff, or you can hit him on B411 as Chef Cub.
Chef Cub. Wow, he's a chef. What's your specialty, Shane? I guess fish.
Cuddling with bears or fish, I guess.
Cuddling with fish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so yeah, Chef Cub.
So, Maynard, are you going to tell about you going by?
Yes, I'm going by. I'm going by right now. I have to show the... So, guys, I have the iPhone.
Okay. Yay!
Yay! Okay. And now I also have an Android phone. What's wrong with the Android phone? Come on, give it a break. Yes.
It's not an iPhone.
But it works well for me. But anyway, it's actually an experimental.
An Android.
Okay, so what's so special about it? Most of our listeners are on the iPhone, and just a few are.
Yay!
Just a few are on the Android. So, shut up, Ray. Be nice to our Android users. Okay, so I got the LG Optimus V from Virgin Mobile. Why did I get it? Because it doesn't have a contract. It's not the latest and greatest. It's really just a normal Android phone, cheaper than most, cheaper than the Evo, because Evos, if you buy it without a contract, it's about $400, $500. But this is a lot cheaper, and you can pay $25. It's prepaid. It's a prepaid plan. You can just pay $25 for 300 minutes, which I don't care. I don't call too much on the phone anyway. I use more of the data, which is unlimited web and data. It's very helpful with Scruff. Yeah, I could watch Scruff. I could log on Scruff on it.
You can do that on your iPhone too.
Yeah, that's right. So if you see me on Scruff, you can see me in two phones. Yeah, so It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool for a
If you get scruff on your iPad, you can sit for three.
Yes, that's right. That's coming up next month, right? Next month with the iPad. But yeah, it's actually it's a good deal for an Android phone. If you guys want to play around with an Android phone without a contract, just get one of these. Highly recommendable if you want to try out Android. And that's all I can say, because Ray would be Ray's an iPhone guy. He's an iPhone guy. But speaking of iPhones, another geek topic here is the iPhone being on Verizon, Ray. And so our friends who are on Verizon, who are shifting to the iPhone, can listen to us on the
Well, they can't yet because they sold out. And they won't be back up for sale until, I think, Thursday of this week.
Yeah, it's going to take a couple of days.
It's like the original iPhone when it first, everything was inundated and it was just gone in like 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about the bad movie. We're talking about the good iPhone.
Yeah. So what do you think of the network? Because AT&T is pretty much known to drop calls. Has that happened to you, Ray, a lot?
I have yet to be on a provider that does not drop call. I have some problem issues or something somewhere. So
I mean, okay, fine. Many years ago when I was still in Sprint, I'm still with Sprint, I didn't really get much dropped calls. When I went to AT&T, especially on the iPhone, I was dropping some phone calls. But like I said,
But that's going to stop.
I think it's going to stop because everybody's going to – so many people are going to Verizon. It's going to
– going to go to Verizon, yeah. So that means all that space is freed up on AT&T for us. So
I think that is good. If that's the case,
Think it's going to even out.
It will even out. That's good.
I did notice that AT&T is starting to advertise G4.
G4? 4G, I mean. Oh, yeah, 4G. It's not available on the iPhone. It's only available on their other – since Apple is, you know, kind of they don't have exclusivity on the iPhone anymore. They need to rack up on Android right now, and that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. That's very good of them. But I don't know. I don't want to shift to iPhone on Verizon, because Verizon they're using CDMA, and you cannot talk and text. Sorry, you cannot talk and surf. I mean. At the same time, you can do that. You cannot do that on the Verizon.
So then you can't talk, surf, and drive at the same time.
That's right. You can't do three things at the same time. No. So you can only do two. Yeah, it's kind of I don't know. I feel sorry for people. For some people, it's not an issue because, you know, they really don't like surfing while they're talking, I guess. I mean, it's fine.
Or driving.
But if that happens to me, I would talk to my sister, and then she uses me as a human Google. You know, she would call me, can you find me a restaurant near my area? Can't you use it on your phone? Can't you do – okay, fine. Okay, then
no,
I'll surf
something. No,
I'm talking
to you. I can't do it on my phone. No, sorry.
Hold yeah. So I surf a place for her. So I give her directions. Ugh, sisters. Yeah, so that's what I do. I mean, with the iPhone. So
and
yeah,
I need to walk in Google Encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm. Just give me an iPhone and I'll get it. But right now I have the Android also. It's on 3G only though. It's not 4G, so it's gonna work maybe as fast, maybe the same, or it's not as fast as 3G and the AT&T. So. Anyway, so that's my geek moment. Ray, Bear yes. Watch.
Bear Watch, Bear Watch, Bear Watch, Animal House. Come on, folks, register for Bear Watch 12 Animal House in Galveston, Texas, May 20th through the 22nd. It's coming up. It's real soon. Registration is now open at www.bearwatch.net. It's $95 from now until April 30th, and then it goes up to $125. Register. We're gonna have lots of fun. We got lots of stuff planned. So, we're having a little toga contest. We got a lot of food. We got the famous pool party, and Zifuma Pete mm-hmm. is coming back. So, it's gonna be all fun. So, to register, go to www.bearwatch.net and register today.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Yeah. So yeah, Bear Watch is gonna be bearwatch.net. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All right, so let's go with our listener comments. Okay, should I go with this, Ray?
Wait a second. Go with the first one.
I'll go with the first one. Okay.
And then we'll have to prep the second one.
So. Okay. Okay, listener comments. This is a message from our friend Robert.
Also, Pup Daddy.
Pup Daddy. Okay. Hello, Nard and Ray. I just finished listening to your podcast with Ed from New Orleans. Wow, what a fun, entertaining, informative, and thought-provoking podcast. Very thought-provoking, Ray. The video casts that you provide is great. Any opportunity to check out you nice-looking guys is always good. Thank you. Ray and Ed brought up a very interesting subject that is often discussed by many of my friends regarding who we find attractive. I'm an African-American bear and have friends of all races, creeds, sizes, and hair propensities, and just about all of us prefer men that are very different in appearance from ourselves. One of my friends feels that it is some sort of self-hatred thing. This is interesting, Ray. I find this comment very interesting, too. No one agrees with them. I really just think that Dick, knows what it likes. And in a previous podcast, Ray made the statement that he did not prefer black men sexually, of which a number of my friends that also listen to the podcast commented on. It's his preference, yeah. You know, we all have our preferences.
And I have. Yeah. They did a couple black guys. Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't like them. Yeah, I remember before. I remember that time. Yeah. You know, we all have our preferences, and that does not make us racist or anything, which is true. My best friend, Raul. Ooh, Raul. Is a cute, skinny, twinkish.
What's his name?
Raul.
Hey, Raul.
Wait,
how are you doing?
How are you doing? Hispanic chaser, race type to a T, who only dates black men exclusively. Wow. And there is nothing racist about him. While racism does exist in the gay bear community, preference is a totally different issue. And I'm really glad that the Bear Podcast can discuss things like that with humor and intelligence. Keep up the great work. Your podcast is enjoyed by many. Thanks from Robert, also known as Pup Daddy. Thank you very much, Robert. That is so good to hear. Oh, so heartwarming. Gives you the fuzzy feelings.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I have to comment on this about the self-hatred thing. Yeah. I, growing up, because I didn't like the way I look, that maybe that, because
I don't think a lot of people like the way they look.
So, it is, it's not necessarily self-hatred then. It's more, you don't like yourself.
It's like growing up, I didn't like my name. I didn't like the way I looked. You know, it's always something.
I do remember growing up, I wanted to be a little chubbier than I am. I knew that. And I ended up being with someone who is chubbier than me. So that's what it is. But in your case, Ray.
In my case, well, it's not as much as I want to be a skinny little twinkish guy, because I don't think I really look good that way. I mean, I just wish I was weighed less, more healthier, and I just like smaller guys that I can throw around and play with. I mean, that's the whole deal is to me. It's just, I find, you know, and it doesn't matter if they're hairy or not, if they're slimmer than me, shorter than me, I just kind of like them.
Just shorter than you. Yeah, that's the way Mike is also. He likes someone like, yeah.
I've like tried dating shorter. People taller than me, and it's just kind of a turnoff.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't? Because you can't reach? Is that what it
well,
is?
Well, no, it's just kind of like, it's awkward. I like to date guys that are my height or shorter. Mm-hmm. Or taller than me within an inch or two, but nothing like 6'4 or something like that. It's just...
6'4 is too tall.
It's just kind of odd for me. It's like, and especially during sex, it's just like you got legs and feet and arms everywhere, and it's just...
That's what I say. Yeah, it's hard to reach.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of hard, you know, if it's... in your case, it's hard if it's kind of taller. Because I've always seen you date someone, if you're dating someone now, when you date someone, Ray, it's kind of smaller than you. To me, I like him big. I like him bigger, taller than me. That's great. That's always good. So 6'4" bears... Mm-hmm. That'd be great. That'd be nice. But of course, I'm partnered already, so. Okay, Ray, so read your next comment. Oh my God, this is... I can't wait to...
Okay.
To read this.
Ray, your X2 vid was hot. Love your low hangers. What can I do with those babies? Don't pay any mind to the negative comments. We never do. My BF and I have some vids posted on XTube, too. Keep it hard and keep sharing. It was pretty funny when I heard your last podcast when Nard commented about you needing a cameraman. My boyfriend and I are looking for one too, near the Montreal or Capital District of New York. We're also looking for a regular third, LOL. Too bad you're so far away.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Lols. Okay, go ahead.
Lols. Too bad you're so far away, although we are far from your chaser or Asian. I love listening to you and Nard on the podcast. Shout out to us, please, Tom and Craig from New York and Montreal. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And what they're referring to.
Oh, my God. I got an email about that, too.
Is I posted some videos, two new videos I haven't posted in a couple years, where I'm actually playing with somebody. I actually have sex with the person. And there are all these hater-ass comments on there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like two pages of comments, and most of them are positive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know when you put something out here on XTube that it's free domain and people are going to be looking at it and you can make comments and stuff. But I've never looked at a video on XTube and said, God, I hate this so much. I got to leave a nasty ass comment.
Yeah.
If
they don't have anything good to say, why say it, right?
Exactly. You know, there's all these ones that leave me good comments and stuff. And then you get the little hater ones that says,
Are you gonna read? Are you gonna read one of them? can you read one of the comments?
One of the guys commented, "Makes me fucking laugh. Have to use a glove to finger his ass, but then fucking bareback. Go figure." Well, dumbass, your fingernails tear the lining of the anal cavity, mm-hmm. So you don't want to use your finger. You don't want to put a bare finger up in there. And two, I was holding a very expensive high definition camera. I sure as hell didn't want to get lube all over it and fuck it up. It's not covered under warranty. So. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a bunch of others. And then, of course, there's one about me being a big fat man, big fat gross man.
What?
With a sexy, hot, young Asian boy who can't keep an erection. And I'm like, motherfucker, please. And all these people that leave bad comments and the left hater-aid comments and shit, all there. But none of them have pictures posted with their face. None of them have videos posted. They don't have shit on their profile.
Mm-hmm. They're just there to stir up shit.
They just stir up shit. So I'm like, so I just look at it this way. I got my name. I got my face on the profile. I got videos in my profile, and I got a big old ass description. And if you don't like what I'm putting out there, fuck you.
Yeah, there you go.
But then you know, there's a lot of good ones too. Fuck all these XTube haters. Nice work, daddy.
Aww.
So
the heartwarming comments. Don't you just love reading XTube comments sometimes? I usually look at that. Okay.
And you know, I never really noticed the comments until I started getting 30 million messages from XTube saying, somebody's posted a comment. Somebody's posted a comment. I was like, Jesus, holy, Jesus H. Christ.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I got a comment too from, shout out to Matt. He says, he wants to see your videos too, Ray. So, I think he's trying to look for you, so.
She bear down on XTube like it is everything else. So.
That's right. Okay. Wow, talk about sex tapes, Ray. That's more than a sex tape you got there.
And the person in the video texted me today and said, one of my friends saw the video.
One of your friends?
His friends saw the videos.
Ah, okay.
And I was like, are you okay with that? And he said, well, they're out there. I'll let you post them. I said, it was okay to do it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, how did he find out about them? He said, well, he saw a picture of you and me that I'd posted on the Facebook profile of us just hanging out. And then he saw the picture of you on XTube and watched the video and realized that it was me. I was like, well, that's some damn detective work there, so.
Detective work. But anyway, needing a cameraman, I can do some camera work.
Yeah, so. Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard to do.
Yeah, that's why
like
you need
that.
So you need someone.
I'll freely admit, I kept losing my heart on doing the video because I was more worried about videotaping and what else was all going on than actually doing the fucking. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the problem. I think next time I'm just going to do one of the shitty videos like they have on XTube where you just put a camera and all you see is flesh wiggling because you can't see anything because the camera's not at a good angle.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I kept thinking about, man, can I see this? Is this right? Because I was like trying to.
Am I performing well?
I wasn't worried about my performance. I was more worried about his camera. I turned into the cameraman. Uh-huh. Just like I do when I'm filming regular porn for the company. It's just like,
Can my long hangers be seen? Stuff like that. Yeah.
So, you know, are they? Can everybody see them when I'm fucking his throat and they're slapping him in the face? Can everybody see that clearly?
This angle makes me look fat.
Well, pretty much any angle. And after watching the video, after I started loading the videos and watching them, I was like, oh my God, I got to lose some weight.
Okay.
I mean, and you know what? Yes, I am fat. But you know what? I posted my shit out there.
Hey.
All the skinny
things. People love that, okay? Our listeners like chubby guys. Most of them. So, there you go. I like chubby guys. So there you go.
If you're Jason that wants to do a video and you're going to be in Houston, email me at ray@bearpodcast.com.
That's right. Email him.
And if you're a bear and you want to do one with Maynard, email me, ray@bearpodcast.com, and I'll get it set up.
Oh my God, you're pimping me out. I'm shy. I'm shy.
For a small referral fee.
Referral fee.
Yeah, because we can't have prostitution, you know, but a referral fee is always good.
How about the food stamps?
No, we can't.
Gift
text,
cards.
Long Star card, maybe?
Gift cards. Walmart card.
Yeah.
You pick a Walmart card.
Walmart card, Best Buy, we take them all.
You pick up someone, a prostitute, and you give them a Walmart card.
Yeah, baby. Shit. That's how I live it. What you talking about?
How would you know how much is in it? Anyway, so, okay, let's close this show. Oh my God. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening and watching.
Batman has orgasm. It's time to go.
Go. If you have comments, email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call us, Ray. What's your number, Ray?
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave your voice comments and we'll play them on the air.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes and the Zune Marketplace, available there too. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And on Twitter, I'm at Nard, and Ray is at HuberDad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I haven't heard that much lately, so.
Yeah, me neither. I call Facebook more, really.
Oh, and we got a special guest that we're going to have on. It's going to be in town on the 25th. We're going to do a live video recording together.
We are? Weekend. Oh, my God. Okay, great.
So, are you going to be at home? Are you going to be in town on the 25th?
I believe so. It's also, you know, it's the weekend of the Oscars.
Oh, okay. So, cool.
So, yeah. We should be home. Okay. So, thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.